Hi, it's the Blender Coach here. It's a poignant moment to leave a message to you guys at the FIFA Ramble. It's extra time. England are 2-1 down. The final whistle hasn't blown yet. But it's come to an end. I just wanted to say thank you so much to the FIFA Ramble for all your coverage and also all your support and getting behind England as Welshmen. I'm a big Bluebird fan. I was there for the Welsh Euros. I was even at that parade. I was in town. But it's sickening, the animosity, to be honest. And I'm devastated. And I'm going to be buying my first English top and wearing it proud. These boys, how special. And quite emotional here. But we move on. And I can't wait to get down to Cardiff City for the first game of the season. Buy my Cardiff top. And it's amazing. Well done, guys. All the best.
So he's not coming home. But well done, England. Well done. At the start of this tournament, no one expected it. I don't think anyone expected the semi-final. I don't think they did. They've done incredibly well to get where they got. Incredibly well. You can argue all day long, they had the luck of the draw and they had the easier side of the group and blah, 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 as I've seen. Whatever. It's ridiculous. Look, you can only play what's in front of you. That's how the draw went through. The fact of the matter is that the only reason those sides were in is because other sides lost their games. Look, Germany could only play what was in front of them and they finished bottom of their group and they went out. Spain play what's in front of them, they lost to Russia. You know, in another day, that game last night, you know, Spain would have been in, could have been the opponent. You know, it's not luck of the draw, it's based on other people and their results. Look, you can only play what's in front of you, and they did it well. And they should be very proud of themselves. We've said this in other podcasts, in that Panama and Peru celebrated from their first game before the whistle had gone to kick things off, because their aim was just to get to the tournament. That was their success, to get to the World Cup to begin with. They did it. They celebrated it. They loved it. And they had a great time. Yes, they went out of the groups, but it didn't matter because they did what they wanted to do, which was reach the World Cup. And England's aim should have been to get past the last 16. That's a reasonable aim based on previous tournaments. And they did it. And they not only got past the last 16, they got past the quarterfinals and they got into the final four of a World Cup. That should be applauded and should be celebrated. And we're not even English and we're really proud of them. Well done, Croatia as well, who have done fantastically well. Let's not forget Croatia in all of this. They're a very small nation, an extremely small nation, and they've done it. They've got through to their first ever World Cup final. That's phenomenal. And they will play France on Sunday. We will also get Belgium versus England in the third, fourth place playoff, a game which I'm pretty confident in saying this, no one really cares about. But it's football and it will happen and we're excited about watching it nonetheless. But Croatia have done amazingly well. Their never say die attitude that we've discussed before. They just don't know when they're beaten. They refuse to give up. They've had three really tough games to get to that final. All of them have gone to extra time. They fought and they didn't give up. And it's because of the talent and the dedication and the commitment and the drive of that squad of players. They've done brilliantly. And players like Mario Mandzukic and Modric and Rakitic, you know, they've done so well. And it's probably going to be all of their last World Cups. And they've reached a final. They've reached a final. That should be applauded. Let's not forget Croatia in all of this. You know, that is, what an achievement. What an achievement that is. And we're really excited about that game. France versus Croatia should be great, because on paper, France will destroy them. However, Croatia never give up. They don't know when they're beaten. And I can't wait for it. I genuinely cannot wait for it. So congratulations, Croatia. And congratulations, England. Really, really good game. Really good game for the neutral. Of which we are. Let's not forget, we are neutral. I know we've thrown our weight behind England, but we're UK based, so we did throw our weight behind England somewhat, but, you know, we are a neutral podcast. We are very neutral in this. We're like Switzerland. But yeah, congratulations, Croatia. Congratulations, England. Amazing. Absolutely brilliant. And roll on the weekend. Two brilliant games to look forward to. So, you know, it's not over yet. It's not over yet. This World Cup has continued to deliver every day. It's been brilliant. And there's two more games to look forward to. I can't wait for them.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.